News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
I mentioned this man earlier on, Jordan Adams. He did the London Marathon yesterday. Lots of people do the London Marathon. Jordan did it wearing a fridge. I don't mean he wearing a cardboard cutout of a fridge. I mean a fridge. He strapped a fridge to himself and ran the London Marathon. You think he might recover? No, he's going to run a marathon today. Not only is he going to run a marathon today, he's going to run a marathon tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after and the day after for 32 days in a row, covering all 32 counties of Ireland. The reason he is doing this is because he was diagnosed with early onset frontotemporal dementia, and he is trying to raise awareness of the disease that he knows will one day claim his life and that has claimed the lives of many in his family. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me.
It is a great pleasure. What was the experience of running a marathon wearing a fridge like?
Oh, honestly, it was very difficult. It was a warm day as well in London, but it helped having the support of what felt like an entire city. It was quite surreal. The coverage obviously we've had this week as a family and everything across our story has been incredible, and we really felt that people knew what we were trying to do and got behind us yesterday in the difficult moments. But yeah, without my brother running on my side, I think I'd have really struggled. So I still can't quite believe it, to be honest. It's still a surreal feeling this morning.
And how's the back? Blisters? Bruises?
No, I'm actually faring okay this morning. You know, this is a challenge that I came up with November last year, and with my brother's help, he's a fully qualified physio, which comes in handy. We put together like a meticulous plan at the turn of the year, and I've been working hard in the gym with plyometrics, making sure that my recovery is on point and nutrition and everything, and then training with the physical weight starting at the start of the year with a weighted vest before transitioning to the fridge itself during the training, which meant I got some odd looks when I was out in my hometown.
You trained outside wearing a fridge?
Yeah. I even had a 28-kilometer long run where the fridge, actually the frame that it sat on, it snapped in a public park, which was rather embarrassing. Thankfully I didn't get hurt because it was about 4 or 5 weeks out from the London Marathon. But yeah, I've had all sorts of jokes, asking if I've got any beers in it or a choc ice for them.
Did the fridge survive? Does it still work?
Yeah, we took the mechanism out of it just because it sounded like Santa's sleigh every time I was running past anybody with all the dinging. But it's worked in the sense that we were on this mission to make dementia visible. And I thought using the London Marathon as a launch pad to the wider mission of wanting to come to Ireland to ultimately honour my mum and the 12 Irish relatives that we've lost to this cruel form of frontotemporal dementia. You know, I watched my mum over a 6-year period when she was diagnosed in 2010 at the age of 47. Be stripped of everything that made her the beautiful, amazing, vivacious person she was, a mom, a wife, a friend, so many. And it's cruel. And then to kind of deal with, having to care for her over a 6-year period as a teenager, young adult, and then grieving her passing before learning the knowledge that future is going to be yours also is an incredibly heavy burden to carry, one that feels, I can assure you, heavier than carrying a fridge around a marathon.
Are you frightened by the prospect of what you know is going to happen to you?
I'm more frightened of the impact that it's going to have on my family. You know, I've experienced that firsthand, the rippling effects of losing a loved one to dementia, watching them be stripped of everything that makes them who they are is completely devastating. And I've carried the trauma of that for a long time. I've had to live with ongoing depression. My two siblings have had to deal with rippling anxiety, and my sister now, as not a carrier, is struggling with survivor's guilt, and me and my brother know it's our future. And I think ultimately it's going to be those my wife, my family around me who are going to have to care for me and watch me be stripped of everything that makes me the human being that's sat here on the phone to you. So
And do you have a strategy for it, Jordan? I mean, I assume once you know that that's what's going to happen, whether you want to or not, you begin to plan and consider and think. And so do you have a sense of what you will do as it progresses?
We've had conversations about it. Not all the boxes are ticked in that position. That's partly why I chose in the end of 2024 to quit my job, because I wanted to live life on my terms and try and create something where I could ultimately put my family in the most comfortable position as possible. We're not there yet, but I'm hoping that in the next few years we'll be able to be in a position where the responsibility of them having to care fully for me can be taken away, and we can have things in place that kind of removes the core responsibility, particularly if I go on to have children in the future, which we will do through IVF, to make sure that they aren't carriers and that FTD isn't their future, that we'll put those things in place. But it's not easy.
By doing IVF, you are able to check and see if the genes are there that would cause a problem. Is that why you do IVF? Is that it?
Yeah, that's correct. So genetic implantation diagnosis allows you to grow an embryo without the mutation. So yeah, that's the idea behind it. Not a lot of people would agree with bringing children into the world, and you know you're going to live a much shorter life. But I'd hope that the impact that I'm trying to have and that I will have on the world will set a good enough example that they can lead good lives in the future. And ultimately, I'd love my children to be my legacy in life in the future, and that my family can continue this mission that myself and my brother are on as the FTD brothers, to make dementia visible and bring hope to, you know, almost millions of families now with the coverage we've had this week, the London Marathon, the spotlight it's been put on it all over the world, you know, and especially here in Ireland, we feel so connected to Ireland through, you know, ultimately the devastation we felt through losing 12 of our Irish relatives to this, including my mum, auntie and nan. And we just really want to connect with people in different counties and have conversations and get the full support of the Irish people. We would really love that. And we're hoping to feel it for the first time today here in Antrim.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I can't believe that we're chatting. The fact that you are doing a marathon today, like it's a throwaway thing of going to the shops. You're in Antrim, Coleraine, Letterkenny, Omagh, Monaghan, Armagh, Belfast, Dundalk, Navan, Cavan, Enniskillen, Sligo, Castlebar. I mean, to even go through the list of places that you're going to be doing this would take me as long as it would take you to probably run the marathons. It is a remarkable challenge you've set yourself. Lovely to talk to you, Jordan. If people want to find out more, is there a website?
Yeah, there's a website, or they can follow us on social media. We'll be documenting the whole journey of the challenge at the FTD Brothers on Instagram or TikTok, or you can go to theftdbrothers.com, where there's full details about our Irish challenge, the dates and locations in each county, and we'd love to see as many people out supporting us as possible.
Best of luck today. Best of luck for the 31 days that'll follow. That is Jordan Adams.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.